Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney, where every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is part two of vitamin D, or sunshine vitamin. Last week, I mentioned that vitamin D is now recognized to help many systems of the body besides just the bones. And these include autoimmune problems like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and MS, diabetes, cancer, bronchitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and even helping strengthen the bones so that elderly people will have a lessened likelihood of falling down in the first place, not just strengthening their bones, but their muscles too. If you're out in the sun a lot in the summer, you may be getting enough of that time. But within 3 months, you'd have depleted most of that benefit. So again, most people should supplement with this vitamin, at least by December, and or get their blood level of vitamin D checked. Here, even if your blood level comes back normal, we're finding this value should be adjusted upward. So make sure you and your doctor understand this new information about vitamin D. That is, when people could have a value in the 30s of vitamin D, these people are experiencing benefit in some of the body systems I just mentioned by raising this blood level of D into the 50s. About the only way you could get enough vitamin D in your food would be to take cod liver oil, if you even call that food, and the amount routinely added to foods like milk is just not enough, as most of us need doses in the thousands of units, not hundreds. As a society, we in the United States could save hundreds of thousands of lives and over $100 billion by adequately supplying vitamin D to people, which is in fact not an expensive supplement at all, although the amounts in most multivitamins are also not adequate. As I said last week, most people should get their blood level of vitamin D checked, and then most of us will still need to supplement a minimum of a couple thousand units of D, and many much more than that. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.